Today we're talking to Sergeant Joanne Arthur, and she is the Community Liaison Officer. Good morning, Joanne.
Good morning, Rosemary.
Now, today we're going to talk about e-bikes and e-scooters. Oh, my goodness me. They've become incredibly popular as a mode of transport, but there is some confusion out there, Jo. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Certainly, Rosemary. The e-scooters and e-bikes are becoming an increasingly popular way to get around, and we love seeing people use it as a mode of transport, but we also need to reiterate to users that your safety must always come first. You're very vulnerable if you're using these devices incorrectly. It's become challenging for police who are responding to an increasing number of serious crashes and fatalities involving these devices. So PMDs, which are e-scooters and e-skateboards, and e-bikes, they're not toys. They are subject to Queensland road safety laws. So PMDs and e-bikes can be great transport options, but your safety must come first. So you must wear a helmet at all times. Obey the rules and know what your rider responsibilities are.
Absolutely. Now, Jo, you've said, you know, a PMD, as you've mentioned it a couple of times. Tell us exactly what is a PMD and what is the e-bike?
Yeah, so this is where it gets a little confusing, Rosemary. So a PMD is a device like an electric scooter or an electric skateboard that you see around. Mm-hmm. And e-bikes are a little bit more complex. So an e-bike is a bike that has pedals and as its primary source of power, but it also has a small electric motor that provides assistance to help you start riding, to go up hills and to ride against the wind. To be legal to ride in public places, your bike must have a continuous output of 250 watts and can only be pedal powered up to 25 kilometres an hour. Your motor must stop providing assistance at 25 kilometres an hour, and your bike can only have a motor that can work when you're not pedalling that goes up to 6 kilometres an hour. So essentially, they're not to go over 25 kilometres an hour. Mm-hmm. So we see that people are using kits to increase the factory standards of this, and that's not okay either. So there's two types of e-bikes allowed in Queensland. They're electrically powered assisted cycles, and 200 watt e-bikes are the two that are legal in Queensland. So if you're riding an e-bike, you must adhere to the standard road speed limits and all normal road rules that apply to bicycles and vehicles.
Okay. So what are some of the basic rules for the PMD riders?
So for PMD riders, there are speed limits that apply. Mm-hmm. So they're only meant to be travelling at 12 kilometres an hour on footpaths and 25 kilometres an hour on roads and bike paths. But they are not to ride on a road, or they're not to be used on a road that is over 50 kilometres an hour speed limit. So Morayfield Road, for example, they should not be on there. They're prohibited on highways and major arterial roads.
Okay.
So they're only really allowed to be around your suburban streets where it's 50 kilometres or less. Mm-hmm. So you're only allowed one rider on per device. And something that a lot of parents don't know is that PMD riders must be over 12 years old. And if your child's between 12 and 15, they must be supervised by an adult. So that's something that people don't realise.
No.
For the adults, so no drug or drink driving. The same rules apply to these devices as it does for driving motor vehicle.
There you go. Now, Sergeant Jo, I just need to pop off to a song break. Will you stay with me a moment? We'll come
Certainly,
right back.
Certainly, Rosemary. Yep.
Thank you. And I'm delighted to say that we've got Sergeant Joanne Arthur staying with us now, because we still want to talk a little bit more about these e-bikes and e-scooters. Jo, what are our officers doing to keep our riders safe?
So, Rosemary, the Queensland Police Service is committed to ensuring the safety of all road users. It's our goal. Our goal is not to just issue tickets. It's to build a culture of safe and responsible riding because we see that these are a great mode of transport if they're used properly. So QPS is taking a proactive approach to enforce and educate to keep riders safe and pedestrians safe. Mm-hmm. We're working very closely with our partners, including transport, schools and council to educate parents and riders about these devices. Our prevention team work hard in this space and are committed to ensuring our riders know the rules and the risks.
So what is your message for parents?
Yeah, so Rosemary, illegal or non-compliant devices are also a growing concern, and using them on public roads or footpaths is against the law. So if you're considering buying one of these for your child, please do some research as to what is compliant, especially with Christmas coming up. You don't want to spend money and then find that it's not okay. We are seeing more and more of the electric motorcycles being ridden on the road by children. These are not compliant and are considered to be a motorcycle that is not able to be registered or insured on our Queensland roads. So if it has foot pegs and no pedals, it is probably not an e-bike, and it is not okay to have these on our roads, footpaths or bike paths. They're extremely dangerous, and parents can be held responsible for permitting their child to ride an unregistered and uninsured motorcycle. The only place that these can be ridden is on private land. So they are not to be ridden on the footpath, bikeways or the road. So don't be fooled by your child when they tell you that, oh, I'm just going to ride it on the footpath, Mum. So PMDs, it's essential that parents and carers consider the legalities of e-scooters, as Queensland law states they cannot be operated by a person under 16 years of age without adult supervision, while those under 12 are not legally allowed to operate them at all. So that's very important. Some Queensland schools are banning non-compliant e-bikes and e-scooters due to safety concerns, and the QPS supports a community-wide effort to protect young riders and help save lives.
Jo, you've given us a fair bit of information here. Where can people find out more about these devices?
Yeah, Rosemary, there's lots of information on the Transport Main Roads website. You can just Google Street Smarts, or we might be able to put it up on the 101,
sounds good.
For a link for people to find out more about these things. If you do have any concerns, though, contact your local police station, and I'm sure that they can help you out with the rules and what is good and what's not.
Because anything to keep us all safe.
Certainly, and there is a rise in these in crashes and with these devices, and we don't want to see our young people hurt, and we want to ensure that they're safe.
Lovely. Look, Joanne, Arthur, thanks so much for coming into 101.5 today and keeping our community connected and safe. And if you'd like to listen to this pretty informative message again, get to the 1015fm.com.au website and click on podcast. And Acting Sergeant Joanne Arthur, thanks for coming into the studio and sharing that information with us.
Thanks, Rosemary, and thanks, listeners.